This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly talk radio countdown on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week to go over the charts for all the people that listen to the DJV program, people that listen to the countdown on the weekend. Millions of people are they're waiting. Wasn't it? What was the name of that brokerage house? E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. So when Michael Harrison speaks, yeah, everybody listens. So we have the stories, the top ten, and the people list as well. We have been very, I think the word I'm using is galvanized by putting things together, because almost everything plays into something else, doesn't it? I mean,
it all coagulates.
Yeah,
it congeals.
Yeah.
It's cohesive.
Yes.
It's gelatin.
Yes, right. Putty in our hands,
if you will. It oozes through the cracks. It's the cork that holds our bricks together.
Right.
Nonetheless,
coming to the top of the bottle.
Yeah. But it certainly has not been a slow news year.
No. In conversation,
it's been a heck of a year. This 2021's been a heck of a year.
I mean,
you got to say. But you know what I think? I'm starting to worry.
Are we at the end of the year already? We're doing the end of the year show for 2021.
We have enough stuff already in the first 2 weeks of this year to constitute certainly 12 months worth of news during what we used to call normal times. We probably will never see that again in our lifetimes, but that's another story.
It's called the new normal, Michael.
I don't like
new
that term.
Normal, I know.
The new normal.
What does that mean?
It's
nonsense.
I mean, there are a lot of terms. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I'm kind of into words, as you know. And boy, do we have so many new words. Here's a new word. I mean, the word's been around forever, but it suddenly pops up now many times per day. The word is foment.
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 Yes. Yeah, like what happens when you put bleach together with baking soda. It creates foam, and this big thing blows up. And
So let's talk about the fomentation of the week per the airwaves of talk radio stations just like the one that we're being carried on into our listeners' ear. At number 10, we have climate change, and that's tied with the Flint water scandal back in the news. At number 9, foreign affairs, and that includes stuff with China, Russia, and, of course, Iran, North Korea, and the whole, you know, all of our friends. At number 8, education tied with mental health. At number 7, here, this is new, U.S. history tied with constitutional law. Number 7, most talked about subjects on the talk radio.
Where's our pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman? We'll have to get him on later in the countdown to talk about that.
But have you noticed? I mean, you know, according to the Constitution, according to U.S. history.
They don't know what they're talking about, yeah.
You know, at number 8, race relations. Race relations is one of the major cornerstones of this entire issue that we're living through. It's all tied together, as you pointed before. Race relations, number 6. Number 5, the economy, obviously. Number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, censorship in media and discussion about the First Amendment. Number 2, the Capitol attack aftermath and inauguration prep. And number 1, impeachment. The 10 most talked about people on the list, we have Rick Snyder, former governor of Michigan, number 10, Xi Jinping, the current governor of China, president, dictator, man for life, number 9, number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg of digital power, Rudy Giuliani at 7, number
Trump
6.
Says, I'm not paying you.
I don't think you're out of that. Well, that's so typical. You know,
he didn't do the job. I've got impeached. It's his fault. No money for you, Rudy. Sue me.
Right. Step into the line.
I wish I could do a Trump imitation. These comics that, you know, go into, I can't do it. I sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I wonder why that. Number 6, we have Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, and Andy Biggs. Names that come and go. Mike Pence at number 5, Joe Biden at number 4. Mitch McConnell at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and the man of the year, Donald Trump, at number 1.
That's 4 years.
And that's it.
There you go.
Because
he, you know, there are a lot of people who think that once Trump goes, that'll be the end of all of this. And you know, then there are the people that are wondering the whole focus on Trump and why it has been the way, you know, what motivated a lot of the people in the news media before Trump even got started to attack him the first day he was in office. Did he bring it on himself, or was it just
Certainly not. He didn't bring it on himself by having Sean Spicer come out and say it was the largest inauguration attendance of all time. And then yelling at don't you remember? And no, the look on Spicer's face. How dare you stupid reporters question me?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to be on Dancing in the Stars with the Stars in 2 years.
I'm going to have my own TV show.
Right.
I'll be on Newsmax.
All right, so speaking of that, and as we get into all of these volatile issues, last week on this program, you and I were talking about the hosts for some companies being told that they cannot talk about election fraud anymore because it wasn't true and they were forbidden to talk about it, you know, saying that the election was rigged, it was fraudulent, yada, yada, yada. And so the folks that work for this company or other companies that have done the same thing have apparently not abided by those rules. So what do you think?
I think that the company is on record as having said it, and now they have the opportunity, if they need to one, say that they did put out a memo, two, that they are on record as being against it, and three, they thus have justification if they choose to fire these people. Doesn't mean they will.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's hard to walk. One company, there are $35, $40 million worth of revenues that come from the talk radio program. So are you going to kiss off that kind of revenue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not so naive as to believe that these types of edicts are coming from some place of morality. I think they're coming from a place of trying to just keep a business afloat in a very on very choppy waters with a lot of contentious polarization. And it's a very difficult time to navigate a company in the media through this. It's a very difficult time because no matter what you say, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, and you're going to anger a large segment of the population.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure, one way or another. But you're always going to solidify your base, sort of, if that's what your intention
is. That's a delicate dance. That's a very delicate dance.
In a moment, as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the plan to defeat the virus and fix the economy. The new president says he can do that. Kenny, and what will we have to say about it? It's 14 after the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You know, this week has also been, when we're looking at all of these stories, the economy is number five. And one of the things that drives the economy is technology. And one of the things every year that drives technology is the Consumer Electronics Show. And this year, a lot of people have not been able to pay attention to it because we've been focused on the other things, the COVID, the media, the impeachment. But what has not gone noticed by many is that 94% of all of the objects that are in focus at the CES this year, Michael, are made in China. 94% of everything on display.
Yep. Yeah, China's doing very well. As a matter of fact, their trade balances indicate that if we have, in fact, had a trade war with China, they won the war. They're doing very well economically.
Well, they started this whole COVID thing. So what are we doing about it? Are we just running away from them? Are we ignoring them? What is the focus? You know, you wonder sometimes listening to some of these talk radio programs that we talk about that are so focused on Trump as the bad guy or Trump as the good guy. Who's focusing on China other than people like the Epoch Times?
I think there's a lot of focus on China. I think that it's wrong to think that the United States government and our economy in terms of the economic part of the government, our intelligence in terms of surveillance, in terms of security. Now, I think we're quite aware of the situation with China, but it has to be handled delicately because we're involved with them in relationships that are on many levels. And we can cut off our nose to spite our face if we just go about it haphazardly. But the danger of China, that's the big issue going forward. And I think it's gotten a lot of conversation as evidenced by the fact that week after week, it's on our chart.
Number nine.
I got to point out something else. You know, what goes on talk radio, as important as it is and as much of a bellwether of American public opinion that it is, it's not the total focus of reality. Just because something is not talked about on this chart or may not even be on the radar of talk show hosts doesn't mean it's not happening somewhere within the government and somewhere within the real world. So, China and the U.S. and their relationship is the main foreign affairs story of our time.
So speaking of stories, have you noticed that Joe Biden, as he prepares to take office, is doing things differently, taking a different strategy? Most people thought it would be Obama Part 2, but it doesn't seem to be going that way, does it?
No, it's not going that way, and people should wake up to the fact that Biden is a pragmatic politician who reads the tea leaves and follows the trends. And I do believe, and I'm not the only one, and a number of conservatives believe that he will run a centrist government.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think very much so. Very much in the middle, down the middle, and that helps bring people together, we can hope. 21 after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our zone here for the first weekend, the first week of 2021. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. These are serious times. These are serious issues. It deserves serious consideration and conversation. Looking at the relationship that the president has with his vice president these days, pretty much the same as he has with everybody else. And one wonders, part of the conversation this week has been whether the vice president, who apparently is very upset with Trump, and is, you know, he's a pretty conservative guy, and he's always been able to sort of, suck up is the right word, but it was always, you know, every time you heard Pence, it was always the president did this and the president did that. So maybe he stayed on his good side, but this week, no. And so there are a lot of people talking in our world about whether Trump should go before the inauguration. I mean, it seems like kind of a lot of wasted gas, but who knows?
Well, some people yeah. consider Trump very dangerous. They consider yeah. him unstable. The yeah. counterbalance to that is that because his administration is kind of wise to this instability, mm-hmm. that the people that surround him, the GOP, his staff, his cabinet, they're not going
to hold it together.
They're not going to let him. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of members of the party did some pretty stupid things this week, too, depending on how you define stupid. But, you know, there are a lot of things that have done the party harm, I think. It's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it matures. But you know what, Michael? One of the things that, because we are so involved in hyperbole, and there is this, you know, we've never been this bad. If you look back to when Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, and he was inaugurated just as Adolf Hitler was taking power in Germany. The administration from the preceding 4 years, the Hoover administration, had been very lackadaisical in almost every measure. And then the world was falling apart, and people were yelling and screaming, "My God, how is this going to? How can we survive?" It was, you know, what is it, 6 weeks or 8 weeks, however much time there is between the election and the inauguration, but it was a really very, very, very difficult time.
I mean, we certainly have plenty of things going on here.
Back in those days, it was a longer period between the election and the inauguration. It was because of that that they tightened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that the whole idea of a long period between the election and the inauguration, especially in the case of a one-term president, is something that we have to look at. Mm-hmm. Because having a lame duck who might be vengeful or whatever, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
a psychologist. I don't want to pronounce anything about President Trump. I'll let his actions speak for themselves and the intelligence of our listeners to determine how they interpret it.
You know, it's interesting. I just Googled this. The most recent, if you look at the changes in where they are taking place in leadership, the difference between when the election takes place and when the changes take place, we are the third of all the sort of civilized countries. Mexico is the longest period. Indonesia is the second. America is the third. In Britain, it's overnight. In Japan, it's like 3 days. In France, it's a week. Canada, it's a couple of weeks. So, yeah, why do we string it out like that? That's an interesting question.
The reason we string it out is because we're very, very used to the idea of a smooth and peaceful transition of power. Most of our lives, think about your life, you never even considered that an outgoing president would do what Trump has done. Mm-hmm. And that's why it has been thought of as being a stabilizing period in which one administration can hand off to the next as part of the American way. Now we have to reconsider that because it may no longer be part of the American way, or maybe this will shock us back into our senses as to how fragile and complex a democracy is and how it has to be handled with care.
It's 28 after the hour now, 28 and change actually, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Authorities say they've made multiple arrests at security checkpoints around the U.S. Capitol. Jeremy Scott has more details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
At least 3 people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. 2 separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9,
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, 3 high-capacity magazines, and 3 dozen rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation.
And social media platform Parler appeared to be back up, reemerging Sunday afternoon with a message from CEO John Matz on their website. The message appears to indicate that the company has found a new host for its web services a week after it was kicked off of Amazon's web service. The company responded with a lawsuit accusing Amazon of making an anti-competitive and politically motivated decision. In the status update, Parler said it would soon welcome users back to the service, asserting they would not let civil discourse perish. The platform has been accused of allowing its users to post dozens of threats of violence, which Amazon used as justification to kick it off of its web hosting service. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The top 10 stories, the top 10 people, not necessarily in any order, as some of my friends are happy to point out. So here we are, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at the ready for the charts. This week, it's the second full week of January, the 11th to the 15th. One of the things on the countdown, mental health issues. Number 8, watching the Capitol riot footage, according to many, is traumatizing. As a matter of fact, I had a shrink on earlier this week who was talking about how it traumatizes your system, looking at all of this, the angst, the anger, the craziness. What do you think, Michael?
I think that when I was watching last Wednesday, a week and a half ago, the insurrection, I actually felt hormones or chemicals in my body changing my readings. I could feel my blood pressure go up. I could feel chills. You know what I'm talking about? You can actually feel physical changes in your body, which
really doesn't happen to me that often. I mean, I'm kind of used to following the news and seeing things that are pretty wild.
A visceral effect on you.
But I actually had a physical reaction watching it, and I noted it. In other words, I was saying, oh, my God, I can actually feel my heart pounding. I could feel, you know, the blood coursing through my veins. So, yeah, I that was traumatic.
Mm-hmm. The when you you think about all of the stuff we've churned through these 10 stories and the insulated stuff that goes with it, and I keep coming back around to the things going on in Washington and the things going on with our health and well-being, i.e. COVID, which is number 4. You know, Moderna has been requesting, trying to find more people to be volunteers. They're upping the game, if you will. They've changed the vaccine a little bit, and they have a new vaccine trial for the next version of the COVID vaccine from them. And they can't find young volunteers. They can't find people, you know, because they try to do it in all age ranges to understand and to report to the FDA what is it that's going to happen if you're 20 and you get the shot, if you're 40 you get the shot, if you're 80 and you get the shot. And so they have to prove all of that stuff, and they can't find people to take the test. One wonders why that is. And people afraid, you know, a lot of the black community said, I'm not taking this shot, because they've been abused pretty much by the system over the history of their living in America. So where the heck does this go? We're touting this stuff, the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine that came to the surface this week. But you got to have enough people to test it, and they're not getting enough volunteers.
That's funny. I didn't know that. I hadn't followed that story. Maybe do they pay them, or are they just volunteers?
Well, sometimes they give them a stipend, you know, $300, $500 sometimes. Because when you think about it, maybe if you thought about it, if you don't know what's going to happen to you, and somebody says, I'll give you a couple $100, we're going to stick this needle in your arm, and we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to volunteer for that myself.
Well, what do I do? I don't know. They're all types. I mean, we're talking about the same substance that people are cutting in line, to use a phrase, to get. I mean, I have people calling me, you know, hey, guess what? I've got the vaccination. Like, okay, great. Tell me about it. So, I mean, this is something most people are concerned about. How do they get the vaccination, not how do they avoid it? So you think there'd be people that would want to get it tested just to be able to get it.
But you see, we have this herd mentality in our country. I've thought that I needed to get the vaccine because I want to travel, and I don't want to be prohibited from traveling because I don't have a card that says you've had the vaccine. But I also have looked at a report from a trauma surgeon who has treated thousands of COVID patients, and she says that if you take this stuff, your lungs could be worse. And if you don't, you could be worse. I mean, there's some people that are doing research on this and looking at pictures of lungs of people who've had a serious bout with COVID, and their lungs look worse than smokers' lungs.
Well, COVID can be devastating to the lungs, but you didn't say that the vaccine could do that to you. You're saying that the COVID can
no,
do
but
that
people
to you.
Are confusing the information. There's so much stuff out there to absorb, and people are throwing their hands up because they would rather sit and watch an episode of Jeopardy than to figure out what's the best move for their health. Because it's and that goes back to what we were saying before. That's why all these things in the story list this week are so tied together. Mental health. I don't remember ever seeing that on the countdown. This before any form.
No, mental health has been it. We called it other things. The new thing on the survey this week is U.S. history and constitutional law. That came out of the blue, but we isolated it as a topic. Mental health has been big for a while in different terms.
So here's how that's a
we called it psychology.
I don't see the list until we do the program, so I don't know what's on the list. You prepare it, get it ready for the program.
I sometimes don't see it until right before, too. Puts it together. I do not. Yeah. I mean, you give the impression that I'm the guy that sits here and puts this together. I do not. This is the result of a team effort, and a lot of up and back goes on before it even gets to me, and I have my own list, and then I superimpose it over it, and a lot of thought goes into this.
So this business, the history aspect of this, because I was political science, history, speech, English major when I was in college, I've always had a fascination with the history of our country, the personalities and stuff. So I'm looking at what we have going for us now. Thinking back in history, you know, people say, it's the worst time in the history of America. Well, it really isn't. If you go back to when Franklin Roosevelt became president in 19, was elected in 32, became president in 33, and you look at what was going on, and you compare the amount of money, you know, dollar for dollar, if you will, that is changing what was the money was spent in terms of value to what we are spending today. The New Deal makes what we've spent here already and what we're going to spend make us look like paupers. The New Deal completely changed the way everything worked in the economy in the United States because it was destroyed. Social Security came about as a result. I mean, look at the way the unions took over. Nobody had ever talked about minimum wage before the New Deal changes in the 30s before the Second World War. And then going into the Second World War and coming out of it, my God, those for any of you that think we're heading down, it's not a good path that we're on, but it certainly isn't the worst one we've ever been on. I don't think.
Well, a lot of people want people to believe that we're caught on the horns between communism and fascism, that Joe Biden is going to bring in a wave of communism to the United States, and that the Republicans are going to make us fascists like Hitler. The fact of the matter is that's a problem. This hyperbolic description of the worst ends of left and right, you know, the left and right are normal. the American Democratic Party and the American Republican Party have long histories of playing a role in keeping a certain stasis of balance between the legitimate spectrum of American popular opinion and political thought. And we got to get back to thinking that way, as opposed to this nonsense that the communists are at the gates and we're about to be taken over by China and the commies. And or if we don't do that, we're going to be destroying the planet. We're going to go down the drain. Climate change is going to existential is another word that you hear a lot. And we're ruined. We're going to stop thinking like this. And a little bit of knowledge about history will show, as Doug is pointing out, folks, is that we've been here before and we've been here under worse conditions and we've survived.
Yep. Now, having said that, looking at some of the things that are ancillary to this discussion, the aftermath of the attack, number two, on the Capitol, and who is involved. I think this is a fascinating demonstration of how government doesn't work and how out of control some of these departments are. They're like on an island, the Secret Service, and they're palsy-walsy with Trump, some of them, and the Capitol Police, and they were being maneuvered by Maxine Waters and the mayor of Washington and all of this stuff. The terrorist watch list. Did you look at that? Did you see and the FBI did nothing about it. They knew who was on all these people that were in Washington on the terrorist list. Good God. Well, who's in charge here? Who's running these agencies and doing their job? It doesn't look like most of these people are doing their job, does it? What do you think?
Well, obviously a lot of people weren't doing their job because what happened at the Capitol, one of the shocking things about it was that it wasn't resisted, that there was no prep for it, and they should have known better. So, Now, as to whether or not it was an inside job, to one degree or another, is the real heavy-duty issue here, and that could be absolutely shocking. Mm-hmm. There's evidence to indicate that there were police in that mob.
Yeah.
There's evidence to indicate that some of the members of the mob might have had ties to people who are members of the United States Congress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of it. I'm just simply pointing out that
it's pretty obvious.
This is in the air.
Yeah.
You know? So it'll all come out. It'll all come out. It'll just come out over time.
Meanwhile, if you live in New York and you ride the buses, the number one story there today isn't anything to do with any of this stuff. A bus, it's like a movie. Did you see a picture of the bus dangling from the overpass? There was a crash. And so there were 50 people on this bus, and the driver, I guess, had some injuries. But if you see the picture, this is one of the things about, I guess, the social media or the impact of instant news.
Did Spider-Man show up and save them?
Captain America. Sure,
the dangling bus is like one of the major iconic dangling bus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right, exactly. That's what it is.
Don't move. Yeah. Don't move. Get move over to the left. I mean, I should make fun of that.
No, dude. I mean, it's like a scene from Speed. Remember when...
Yeah. Great film.
Yeah. All right. We'll pause for a moment. Remember, you get this list at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 45 after the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel. The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Without question, when it comes to future jobs, there's going to be demand in the tech sector. And the future is now in Calgary, Alberta. Calgary is home to exciting tech sectors like solar, wind, and renewable energy, as well as innovative new tech and life sciences. We asked Brad Perry, VP of Marketing and Communications with Calgary Economic Development, about job opportunities in the tech sector.
The tech sector here is absolutely thriving. We have so many amazing stories of companies, and you know, the last time we did a quick survey, we found there's probably over 2,200 current positions available in our marketplace for everything from data scientists to data engineers to programmers, coders, senior, mid-level, junior talent, a number of companies that are thriving, and the tech sector is just starting to find its legs in our community.
To find out more on the Calgary tech scene, head over to livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, Michael, quickly, what's on the podcast, the Michael Harrison interview this week, the MH interview?
One of the up-and-rising stars in talk radio, Eric Erickson of WSB in Georgia, and his own network show that he has across the state of Georgia. Georgia's a hot spot in politics, and he's a conservative who's not afraid to tell what is his truths to the Donald Trump crowd.
See, like, and it's we talk about the old that. Like Neil Bortz and that cut out of that Georgia cloth. Is it he coming from that?
I don't know. It's been a while since Neil Bortz. Let's just say he's part of the coming wave. He fills in for Rush.
Does he?
He's a cool guy. Yeah. MHinterview.com.
That's the story. MH stands for Michael Harrison, here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Indebted to our staff.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, do we have, what are we doing when it comes
coming
to Michael Harrison interview?
Coming up,
yes.
On the, coming up on the podcast Tuesday, after this weekend, Eric Erickson, one of the true rising stars of News Talk Radio. He's a personality at WSB in Atlanta. Eric Erickson is going to be the guest. Right now, we still have the old one from last year, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Fun interview.
Ah, I don't think that I knew that you did that, or if I did, I've forgotten it. Yeah. All right, there's that. The National Conversation, you hear that conversation about the conversation here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
All right, it's Tech Talk time. A review for those of you who have maybe not paid attention this week to things like consumerism and technology.
There's other things happening.
A few other things going on.
Right.
But as usual, we thought you'd like to have the top five items that have been followed by Victoria Keelan here. So we'll go from number five to number one, starting with an IKEA story.
Yeah. So one of the hottest gifts that happened this past Christmas and holiday season were gaming stations. And they flew off the shelves to the point where people on social media were unboxing Christmas gifts and showing that they basically got an empty box where a PlayStation would have been or where an Xbox would be. It's all on back order. And so IKEA now realizes people are they're doing up their homes, they're doing DIY stuff in the house or in their apartments, and so these gaming systems need to fit into the new furniture. And so if you go into an IKEA store, it's very helpful. They now have life-size replicas of these consoles, which are the biggest gaming consoles that we've seen in modern history. They take up a lot of space. And so IKEA has made it easier to shop for furniture to accommodate those. So now you can actually see what your gaming system will look like and how it can be incorporated seamlessly into your den, furniture, living room, wherever you have your gaming system. So it's actually pretty helpful, and a lot of people have been responding well on social media, saying, you know, I was going to bring a mock size myself, but IKEA has made it a lot easier for us. So PlayStation 5 is the new one, Xbox Series X. Those are the two big ones that are on back order currently. But even PlayStation 4 is a larger console, so it's you have to have the furniture to fit with your gaming.
All right, number four, we go to Discovery Plus.
Yeah, Discovery Plus launched this week. No one noticed, so we're here to tell you that it's there. This is, of course, the streaming service from the Discovery Channel, what used to be the Discovery Channel. It launched immediately on Amazon's Fire TVs, on Roku. 46 million viewers on Roku are now watching things like 90 Day Fiancé and the hotly anticipated, until this week happened, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the former hosts of Fixer Upper, that whole series. They are now on this new service from Discovery Plus, and they have their own network, the Magnolia Network. So people were excited about that. This is about $4.99 a month if you want to sit through ads, and for the ad-free version, it's $7 a month.
All right, number three on our list as we work our way to number one is a focus on Venmo doing something new.
Yeah, so 68% of Americans have received their $600 stimulus check already. If you are receiving a paper check, the Venmo app, which is owned by PayPal, has launched a check cashing feature for both Android and iPhone, and it is for the cash a check feature will allow you to deposit your stimulus check into your Venmo account, and they're not charging a service fee. So they're waiving all the fees, and it's just for the stimulus check, but it certainly does make life a little bit easier if you use Venmo as your banking app. They've partnered with First Century Bank and Ingo Money, and so that's how they're providing all the check cashing services through the PayPal app.
All right. Number two, Dell has something new.
Yeah, so it looks like people are going to be working from home for a while, and Dell is really banking on that. They are launching three new monitors in February, and all of them will come with a dedicated Microsoft Teams button. Microsoft Teams, if you haven't used it, it is essentially, it's like Zoom, but it's more all-encompassing with calendars that are all, it's all connected. So I have friends who are teachers, and they use Microsoft Teams as their way of communicating. A lot of companies are now using that instead of Zoom. They're actually keeping everything in-house. You can share documents. You can share, you know, Google Drive. There's a lot of stuff on it that's really useful. And so these new three monitors in different sizes, there's a 24-inch that will launch for $520, a 27-inch that's $720, and a curved 34-inch will be $1,149. They're all going to launch on February 16th, and the new feature with this is that one button gets you launched onto Microsoft Teams. So for people who are on teleconferencing all day long, this is going to be something that's really useful, and I would imagine that that a lot of companies are going to start buying these monitors to send to their workers from home because, you know, like I said, everybody's banking on people still being at home and not in the office for at least the first half of this year.
Number one, focus on Windows and the Windows 10 taskbar.
Yep, so Windows 10 got a big update this week. Again, no one noticed. But Microsoft made a big change to the taskbar to make things easier to access. So now you've got news and weather all on your start menu instead of having to open and go through multiple layers of things. Microsoft News Network gathers news from 4,500 sources. So everything will be right there on your taskbar. It makes it a lot easier.
All right, there they are. Top five items from the world of connection and technology. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.